Good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me here today to talk about streamlining services to increase patient capacity at an urban STD clinic. As Charlotte said, my name is Andrew Smith. I'm the business administrator for Marion County Health Department's Bellflower Clinic. Marion County Health, or Bellflower Clinic, is located in Indianapolis, Indiana, and is a division of Marion County Health Department. One unique aspect about Bellflower Clinic is it is the sole publicly funded STD clinic in the county. It is known that capacity to see clients is an important determinant of the ability to impact STD prevalence rates in the surrounding area, and that streamlining services can have a significant effect in supporting the mission of the STD control program without compromising quality of care. Here are some of the services that are offered by Bellflower Clinic. We offer a full exam for males by an RN and for females by a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant, immunization for hepatitis A and B, treatment for diagnosed STDs, and then the following diagnostic tests. One thing to note is that all these services, with the exception of the HSV2 serology, is included with a $10 clinic fee. This is an overview timeline of the Bellflower Clinic's reorganization efforts in 2008. In August of 2008, clinic functions prior to interaction with a clinician were analyzed and reorganized using traditional process improvement methodologies. In October of 2008, a Kaizen, which is a short, quick, and targeted process improvement methodology, was undertaken as part of a larger health department Lean Six Sigma effort. This first Kaizen was tasked with undertaking appointment scheduling. In December of 2008, there was a second Kaizen that was run that was tasked with focusing on clinical services. The objective of our process improvement initiative was to increase efficiency, increase the number of clients served, and decrease client visit time. My objective for this presentation is to present our findings and communicate some of the lessons we learned from this process. Now, here is the original clinic flow before any reorganization efforts occurred. For symptomatic patients, they would first call into an appointment scheduling line. Then when they arrived at the clinic, they would go to intake, on to phlebotomy, and then on to clinical services. For asymptomatic patients, there was a completely separate and independent organization that was located inside the Bellflower Clinic building, but had its own track for registration, for appointment making, and for delivering services. This separate clinic was known as Screening Clinic. The first phase of this organization focused on the highlighted area right here. Like I said, the functions that are prior to a client's interaction with a clinician. This phase one effort was a major reorganization of the main clinic and screening clinic. The decision was made to combine the main clinic and screening clinic into one unified structure. And also, registration of patients, fast tracking of asymptomatic patients, and phlebotomy were reorganized through the use of time flow analysis, queuing theory, and traditional process improvement methodologies. Okay, so again, here's the original clinic flow. And then here is the revised clinic flow after the reorganization. Patients would first call into a single unified appointment scheduling line or walk-in, go on to check-in when they arrived at the clinic, go on to registration, be seen by a router or phlebotomist, and then if they were asymptomatic, would exit the system at that point, or if they were experiencing symptoms or a partner to someone who had been diagnosed with an STD, would go on to see a clinician before exiting the system. Four important lessons were learned from this reorganization. First, quality metric collection both before and after reorganization is critical to be able to objectively measure and evaluate your reorganization efforts. Second, any flow bottlenecks must be identified early on and addressed. And also, staff input is needed to create some sense of ownership. Fourth, strong management leadership is needed for any type of reorganization effort. So here again is the revised clinic flow after the August 2008 reorganization. And then in October of 2008, the first Kaizen was undertaken, focusing on the highlighted area. This first Kaizen was tasked with addressing how clients gained access to the clinic, including through the appointment line and walk-ins. The Kaizen was undertaken to address persistent client complaints about being able to access services at Bellflower. They had trouble getting through on the appointment line. They had trouble if they walked in. So it was an ongoing and persistent complaint that we were trying to address. This Kaizen team was made primarily up of support staff and administrative personnel, but it did include representation from clinicians and disease intervention. In the end, this first Kaizen's recommendations were not implemented because the recommendations that the Kaizen team made went beyond the scope of the original charter. Some of the lessons learned from this include that any outside consultants that are brought in to assist with reorganization efforts must be familiar with your clinic functions. If they're not, they're not able to lead very well. They may be very familiar with the particular process improvement methodology, but not having an understanding of how your clinic functions is a real hindrance in success. Also, there must be agreement from upper management on what the scope and the charter and the scope of any changes prior to any type of Kaizen or reorganization effort, knowing what you're allowed to do and what's going to be supported when you've done it is very important to know. And third is that morale can be seriously affected if you implement some sort of Lean Six Sigma Kaizen project and then after the completion of it, you don't implement their recommendations. So the second Kaizen that was run in December of 2008 was focused on clinical services. This second Kaizen team was made up primarily of clinical staff, but included representation from DIS and support staff. And this Kaizen was tasked with addressing clinic functions to continue to try and increase patient capacity and decrease the client visit time. Here are some of the lessons that we learned from this second Kaizen. First, and this is somewhat stating the obvious, clinicians' ability to focus on clients during a visit has a huge impact on the public's perception of quality. That's a public perception that we're talking about, not necessarily on actual quality, but on what the public is perceiving the quality is, their time to be able to interact with the clinician. Second, current practices must be examined for additional time savings potential. Looking at what you're doing now and seeing where you may be able to gain some time efficiencies. Third, some of the private sector efficiency and equality initiatives must be examined to see if they're appropriate for use in a public health setting. And fourth, the impact on other departments from any reorganization effort of clinical services must be taken into account, is that sometimes off-shifting of work is a successful way to go about things, other times is that it actually reduces your efficiency. So now here's the yearly client census for Bellflower Clinic from 2005 to 2009. As you can see, from 2005 to 2008, there was a steady decrease in the number of client visits that we were able to handle. At the point between 2008 and 2009, when we had implemented these process improvements, there was an increase for 2009, a jump up to 15,000 from a little over 12,000, so a significant increase. Here's the monthly client census from July to December for both 2008 and 2009. In July of 2008, we were able to see 1,102 clients. In July of 2009, we were able to see 1,310 clients. That's an increase of 18.9% in the number of clients we were able to handle. In November of 2008, we were able to see 874 clients, and by November of 2009, we were able to see 1,189 clients. That's an increase of 36%. Client visit times also were able to be decreased. Now, these are client visit times in minutes for a full service exam. So this is someone experiencing symptoms. For men, from December of 2008 to September of 2009, we went from 129 minutes to 82 minutes for a decrease of 36.4%. And for women, from December to September, we went from 154 minutes to 112 minutes for a reduction in visit time for 27.3%. This is from when they would enter the door to when they would be walking out the door. with the exception of if they would need a DIS interview, which was not included in these original numbers. So some of the conclusions that can be drawn from our undertaking reorganization efforts. There are three critical aspects that should be remembered when you're undertaking any reorganization. First, you need to do proper modeling both before and after the reorganization to make sure that your things work out and that they go according to plan. Second, objective data measurements both before and after is critical to have. Third is that there must be buy-in for both upper management and staff for any reorganization. Also, it's necessary to evaluate your process improvements for effectiveness, and your staff will need some adjustment time to learn any new processes and procedures. It takes anywhere from 2-3 months to about 6 months to really get your staff up to speed, so you'll initially see a drop in your efficiency, and then it'll go back up. So finally, the take-home message from our experience is that STD clinics should take advantage of several existing process improvement methods to reduce client visit time and increase client capacity and improve public perception of service quality. Also, evaluation of changes is critical to decision-making and procedure adoption. I'd like to acknowledge the staff and management of Bellflower Clinic for their assistance, input, and support during these reorganization efforts. And at this time, I'd be happy to take any questions. Thank you.